Hey, Simcha Sam and I want to talk about a special topic to my heart. I even made an acronym for it. Okay, so hopefully you'll remember it. That's the point. I call it GPS. Like the navigation system. Are you familiar? Okay, so it's GPS. Gratitude. Okay. Prayer. And sorry. Okay. GPS. Every day. At the end of your Shemana Esrei, you do a GPS. Something you're grateful for, something you want to pray for, something you're sorry for. Then we'll have a much deeper relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's first of all. That's two ways. It helps me personally when I'm at the end of my Shemana Esrei. I remember, GPS. And it helps me remember to do it. What does it have to do with the Parsha? So in the Parsha, Yaakov Avinu is running away from his brother. He's just taken the firstborn rights. And the pasuk says, Vayifga b'makom. It means he like bounced into the place. It's a very strange language. Vayifga b'makom. And then, of course, in that place, he has a dream. It's the dream of the ladder, and God promises him that he's going to be the continuation of Avraham and Yitzchak's journey. Yeah? So Chazal teach us something very interesting. What is this weird language of Vayifga b'makom, and he met in the place? What did Yaakov do in that place before he had that incredible dream? Anybody know? Tfila. Which tfila specifically? Marv. Excellent. Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu davened Mariv, and then he has this dream, I guess, after Mariv went to bed, and he has this dream of the ladder. Yeah? So I'm trying to think to myself, what's the significance of Mariv before the dream and this the whole context of the situation? And this is, close to my heart, because I'm a Mariv guy. And everybody, I don't know if you guys have a particular prayer which you're connected to. Some guys are Shacharis guys right in the beginning of the day. I'm a Mariv guy. I always loved Mariv. Mariv's my favorite. Any other Mariv guys here? All right, we got a Mariv.
I'm a Muslim.
Okay, I got a little Muslim. So I'm a Mariv guy. So so I always wanted to understand what's going on here. So if you ask me, what's going on is like this. Yaakov is probably very scared. Think about it. He's just, according to the Midrash, spent 14 years steiging in the base Midrash. Even if you don't take that Midrash, he's been within the tent of Rivka and Yitzhak Tzadikim his whole life, ish tam, sitting and steiging in a calm place. And suddenly he needs to run away from his brother who's trying to kill him. And he's going to a new place, a new life, looking for a wife, looking for work. And he's in the middle of nowhere. There's wild animals all around him. He's probably very vulnerable and very scared. Yeah? What does Yaakov Avinu do at that moment when he's feeling so scared? He davens. He calls out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you ask me, this is a big, big tikkun. Because the first sin of mankind that got us kicked out of the Gan Eden was when we were feeling scared, we were feeling vulnerable. I'm talking about Adam and Chava. And what do? We ran away from Hashem. Right, which is understandable, because when someone accuses you of wrong, when you feel guilty, it's natural to want to run away, right? We've all been there. But this is the tikkun. This is what we've got to grow from. Adam and Chava ran away from God. Yaakov, when he's feeling scared and vulnerable and unsure about himself, maybe he's a sinner. Why is God putting him through all this? It's not fair. I don't understand. What does he do? Where does he run to? He runs to God. Okay? The Simcha seminar, it's a very simple one. Idea for today, number one, is that when you're feeling scared, when you're feeling vulnerable, when you're feeling angry, when you're feeling a low emotion, a negative emotion, don't run away from God, but run to God. Because he's the best therapist in the world. He's a great listener. You know, sometimes you want to talk to people and they want to give you their opinion and you just want to express yourself. Because God's not like that. He always just lets you talk. He never interrupts. He's an amazing listener. And Rabbi Nachman, of course, stresses he devoted it as the key to self-growth, the key to spiritual awareness, the key to personal awareness. And also, I think on a psychological level, it's just very, very healthy to use a Kadosh Baruch Hu as your soundboard, so to speak. Because when it comes to, let's say, using other people, when you're in a bad mood and you need to get it out and you want to express yourself to somebody else when you're in a bad mood, to that person who made you in a bad mood, and you want to communicate with them. So what's the problem? What's going to happen when you're communicating with that person when you're in a bad mood? It's going to generally come out negatively. Because, you know, communication is like a pipeline. And even if the words you're saying are not negative, but they're going to vibe you, right? And they're going to vibe your negative vibe that you're in. And it's going to end up that they're going to be in a negative space, and then they're in a negative space, and they're not going to want to feel the love, right? They're going to want to give you back more negativity. It's just a negative spiral. So people a lot of times make this mistake in relationships. They say, oh, the key is communication. Yes, the key is communication, but communication has to be done with thought and with chokhmah. You can't just vent whenever you're in a bad mood. And sometimes people say, well, I'll just vent to my good friend when I'm in a bad mood. And that sometimes in life, that is the correct move, to go to a good friend when you need a vent. But sometimes that also, you know, your friend might have a burnout. He doesn't want to hear all this negativity. That's going to put him in a negative space. And sometimes you're venting all over the place and you're bringing your negativity to everyone around you, right? So instead of venting to other people, vent to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and use that Mariv where you talk to God, you complain to God. And then once you've complained to God, you switch it and say, wait a second, God, I'm having these negative emotions, but these emotions that we're having, like all emotions, they're really just triggers for me to change. Right? They're not just meant for me to squalor in the emotion. They're meant for me to get it out, okay? Have that scream, right? And then ask, well, what can I learn from this? How can I look at this differently? How can I change things so that I don't stay in this, you know, 2 out of 10 emotion, but how do I go into an 8, 9, 10 emotion? What action do I need to take? And a lot of times that's not going to come from when you're in that low emotion. First, you just have to be aware that you're in that negative emotion, okay? Recognize, oh, I'm in a low space. I'm a negative emotion. Stay away from people. Don't vent. Don't spew your negativity. And then ask yourself, based on the tools that we've learned, you know, and that you know in life, how do I get myself to a higher state of consciousness, right? Using tools like we said, of eating, of exercising, of gratitude, of getting enough sleep. We'll talk about eating right. And using this tip of venting, but venting to God, right? In a prayerful way, but not to forget about the gratitude, the thankfulness to Hashem, and also the sorry, to be reflective and think, what did I mess up in and how can I learn? Okay, so in other words, today, we'll talk more about both of these concepts. Today, I want to offer 2 pieces of advice just to close up. One is, when you're in a negative space, be aware of the fact that you're in a negative space. Okay, be aware of how your mood affects you and how when you're in a negative, low mood, you're not thinking straight. Okay, and don't try to make big decisions in that place, right? Don't try to, you know, communicate when you're in that place. Just try to be aware that you're in that place and then get yourself out of that negative mood space. And one of the tricks to get yourself out of that negative space is speaking to God, venting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then reframing in a positive way. Everybody got it? Everybody got the tip? All right. We're up to some guys. Guys, these are going to be in a happy, happy mood as often as we can. Yeah. You guys are still eating. So